This podcast is presented by Healthy Cells Magazine. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at any magazine rack featuring Tim Eipel from Thrivent Financial.
This is Central Illinois Weekend on News Talk 1340 WSOY. And now, your host, Lindsay Romano.
Well, it is my very great pleasure to welcome a new guest to Central Illinois Weekend, Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics. And this is a new company brought in, of course, with our good friends at Healthy Cells Magazine. And they, of course, I found out they write for every single issue. And this is a huge, huge group, 14 locations, one right here in Decatur at 2950 North Water Street. Is it North Water Street or just Water Street?
North, I believe.
North, okay. I never know. I know we're at North Water Street, so I wanted to double check on that. Now, of course, we have some of the crew in here. Let me introduce everybody. We have Robin McCray, who is a certified licensed prosthetist. Try that for me. Can you say that?
Prosthetist.
Say it again.
Prosthetist.
Prosthetist. Whenever she slows it down, I can do it. Prosthetist. Okay, I'm gonna move on. Of course, Krista Jaratek from Healthy Cells Magazine. Tom Bannon, who is the marketing manager at Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics. And also Edward Wells, a certified licensed orthotist. Is that right?
That is correct.
Well, I want to get right into it because this is, of course, something that many people obviously need this service. This is very common. About how many patients do you normally see just in the Decatur location?
Right now, we're there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay.
Seeing both prosthetic and orthotic patients. So usually it's a full load every day.
Okay. Well, I want to kind of start on what those things are, what orthotics and
prosthetics.
Prosthetics. I've always said it prosthetics. And apparently
that's... Just go ahead and say that.
That has always been wrong, and I learned something new. Tell me a little bit about the difference. Robin, I'm going to start with you.
Prosthetics, I replace what's not there.
Okay.
So missing limbs.
Missing limbs. And then, of course, orthotics.
With orthotics, it's kind of like there's different various ways you can deal with orthotics. I like to look at it, it's either accommodative or functional, which is somewhat in the corrective aspect. Mm-hmm. But you're dealing with the limb, which is there, and you're trying to either... One, correct it to straighten it out to what we're getting to the most functional plane. Or say, for instance, if you're dealing with fracture bracing or scoliosis, you're correcting, or there's accommodation depending on each case. But you're working with the limb.
In that case, in both cases, probably sometimes a cause for one thing, like maybe hip pain, is often caused by something in that area. I mean, it can go farther down the body where you can start to correct those things. Now, tell me a little bit how you guys got started in this. I mean, you know, how do you say, I'm going to do orthotics. I'm going to, do prosthetics. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, how do you get into that?
For me, my background is in exercise science. So okay. I've always worked one-on-one with individuals in the human body. So honestly, my best friend got me into the field. She said that I'd love it and job shadowed her for a few days and went back to school for it.
You said, this is it. Now, yep. And then orthotics, how did you get into this?
Okay, with orthotics, and I find this is a very common story with OMP, is that either you have a relative or someone that has some relationship with the field, like say, for instance, your uncle, your father, or something like that. So it's something which is passed down. That was in my case. In my case, I had an aunt who had polio, and she's gone through some bracing, but she never had full success with that. But the other aspect with that is just... it's an overlooked field, which I was just searching out for something which involved, one, your ability to work with people, work with patients, the engineering side to it, because it has a full spectrum of just different aspects, which are just very interesting. It's a challenging field, and I did my undergrad in business, and then I was just looking around. I was like, you know what, this didn't give me enough like of a unique niche, I guess you could say. And the field of OMP, being that it's small enough, it actually is such a targeted field where you really develop these core skills, which, one, is very interesting, challenging, frustrating at times, but it's definitely rewarding in what everything which is involved.
Now, Robin, prosthetics, I really am. Now, the background, you said you went back to school. What exactly does that entail?
For me, right now, it's actually a master's program, but when I went in, which is about, 6 years ago, they had, you could either do orthotics or prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back for prosthetics. So it's another additional year of school after you already have your 4-year degree. And then you do a 1-year residency, and then you sit for the ABC boards to be a certified practitioner.
Well, I want to kind of go back. You mentioned, whenever I started 6 years ago, how have things changed?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean,
because I'm sure the science is always evolving. I'm sure you both do tons of continuing education and everything else. So how has it evolved in your 6 years?
I've been in the field for about 10. So even when I first got in as a technician, I was building prosthetics. But just the materials.
And is that what that entails? And now so that you actually have to build them custom for the patient.
Right. Right. Yeah. Now I'm a practitioner, so I see the patient, you know, from a lot of times post surgery and then forward. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, you know, we take molds of the patient's limb, so everything is custom.
And in some cases, I mean, it can't, like you mentioned, amputee. Sometimes it's an issue of maybe they were born without a particular sure. limb, and you mm-hmm. deal with both.
Right.
Okay. So that's, and it really with orthotics, and you mentioned that's kind of a corrective thing for something that, you know, that the limb is there, but, you know, sometimes it's a corrective matter.
And it's either a corrective matter where you're trying, say, for instance, if someone has one, the limb is actually flexible enough to get it into the proper plane, which you want. So you try to achieve that. But if, say, for instance, it's a rigid deformity, that's when you have to kind of bring the ground up to distribute the weight properly. It's really, there's different aspects. If it comes to wound care, you're trying to properly offload where the wound site is. Or if the foot, say, for instance, has different bony prominences, which are just so prone to having those injuries, you have to make a way for them to functionally have something that supports them. But it's also protective for them so that when they're walking, they can get back to their daily activities without constantly running into these reoccurring wounds or the case may be.
Well, I want to talk more about both the prosthetics and orthotics and also talk a little bit more about comprehensive prosthetics and orthotics and a little bit of mention on Healthy Cells magazine because I understand they are regular contributors. And I want to talk more about that whenever we get back with more Central Illinois Weekend.